Hi, Chirag.
Hey there.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. This is episode 19 of the Declutter Me podcast. We're back after the break. So, what are we going to talk about today?
Today, we're going to talk about the kitchen and how to organize the kitchen, because I think that's a major hub of all houses. Everybody has to go in there. You need to have it organized to find everything, and everybody has to find it. So, not just you, but your family, your kids, your maid. The first thing is, we have to use the mantra, have a place for everything. Because there has to be, in all decluttering and organizing, when we organize a house, there has to be a place for everything. And it should be, as always, that you should be able to find everything within 5 seconds. If there is a place for everything, then you would be able to find it within 5 seconds, right? So that is the same. So, I mean, I know a lot of kitchens are built nowadays probably by people who never use a kitchen properly, because there never seems to be enough kitchen space. There should be enough cupboard space to put your cutlery, your crockery, appliances, any entertaining items if you do entertaining, your cooking utensils, pots and pans, and then the food items, so your pantry items, spices, sauces, snack food like crisps and biscuits. There has to be a place for all of that stuff. What stuff you have, how often you use it. So things that you don't use very often could be put at the back. Anything that you use often should be put in the front and should be easier to find. So like your spices, your sauces should be near the cooker, because, you know, you want to reach for it easily. It shouldn't be far away, which is what happens when I go to a lot of kitchens. I find that people have put things far away from where they should be. They put the special fine dining crockery next to the cooker. That doesn't make sense. You know, it should be the cooking items, your cooking utensils, your pots and pans that should be near the cooker. So that's the first thing. Declutter the space so that you create more space for your items. Get rid of anything that you don't use. Saucepans and frying pans seem to be a big thing that, you know, especially when you have cooks or maids, they will destroy these pans, you know, remove the Teflon from the top of it, you know, what was supposed to make it easy to use, or the handles have been broken and they're still using the item. Like, get rid of it, start again, go to a shop when there's a sale and buy a box of all the pots and pans and start afresh. And if they do break anything, tell them to admit to it, and then, you know, just get rid of it. There's no point keeping the stuff. So anything broken, get rid of it. You know, if there's chips on the crockery, the mugs, the glassware is cracked, gadgets that don't work. People keep a lot of these, you know, blenders and stuff that don't work, and they have about 5 of them, and then we have to go through them all and see which ones work or not, don't work. You know, and all the extra gadgets you get with it, if you never use all of them and they're still in the plastic after 5 years, just go give it for recycling. You know what I mean? And appliances that you don't use. So people bought, I think last year was the big year for Nutribullet. The year before it was a spiralizer. Before that, it's been baking stuff because of the Great British Bake Off. And then people baked for 1 week and then stopped baking. So there's different gadgets every year that are the cool thing to get. And then they don't use it. They use it like a few times and then they get bored and throw it away. Or, you know, not throw it away, actually put it in the back of the cupboard. You have to get rid of that. Sell it. Give it away. You're using up real estate in your kitchen that you need for other things. And be ruthless about stuff. So plates. People have a lot of plates and they're like different kinds of plates. Like, you know, go to your kitchen today and have a look. See how many different types of plates there are. And it looks awful. And like, you can't then give it to people when they come to the house, because it looks bad that you've got different colored plates, sizes. Some are cracked, some are not. Get a whole set and, you know, and start again. If you're keeping things for entertainment, so there's a home center has these loads of these things in boxes for serving dishes and serving tiny little things that they've seen, people have seen in restaurants and thought, let's buy that and have it at home for entertaining. But then you never entertain, you never have a party, you don't want anyone to come in your house, but you've got all this serving dishes. So if you want to rent some crockery, you can do that for that event. Don't buy all this stuff. You don't need to buy all of it.
I mean, it's not just the people that don't want to entertain. It's also the ones that do, but don't do it often.
Exactly.
And then they're sitting on this stuff that gets used like once a year or twice a year. It's. I mean, for me, that's like a, I don't want to use the word investment, but something to take up shelf space. Exactly. When you pull it out only once a year. Yeah.
And sometimes they just stay in the boxes for years and years and years. And another big thing I see here in this country are the teacups. So the ones for the Arabic tea and Arabic coffee. I have had clients where it seems to be especially the mothers, they'll go shopping and they'll see it on sale and they will buy a box of these and there'll be like 20 in a box with the saucepans and the spoons. And then they have nowhere to put them. And they have loads of them. Like, I have counted about 150 of these cups. And, you know, they don't have that many people come to the house. And they have their special ones that they like using anyway. So they're never going to use these extra ones. Another thing to think about is, can you store the stuff in another room? So does it have to be in the kitchen? So the fine dining stuff, the stuff for, you know, Christmas, Diwali, Eid, does it actually have to be in the kitchen or can it be put away somewhere else? Can it be put in a storeroom? Can it be put in the dining room in a cupboard there? If it doesn't need to be there and it's just taking up valuable space, you know, put it in that room. A lot of stuff can often be put in the garage or in a big storeroom because, it, you know, especially Christmas stuff, you only need it once a year. But don't forget about it. So label the boxes where you put them on, or label the cupboards where you put it so you don't forget that you've put it in there. Putting non-kitchen items in the kitchen. So a big thing for that is children's school stuff. Like, because the kitchen is the hub and, you know, the children come straight into the kitchen from school and they'll leave their bags there, they'll leave the artwork, you know, and stuff like that. So think about that. Can it be a hub to put the, you know, the school bag and certain items? Is there an inbox to put the paperwork from school and the artwork and the homework in the kitchen? So make a space for that. And on top of that as well, your schedule. So, you know, a lot of people have big schedules they put on the wall or on the fridge. You know, that's a great place to put it because it is the hub and everyone can look at it and see what they're supposed to do the next day. And as I said, the paperwork as well, make that the hub. But obviously go through it every week and get rid of the stuff that you don't need. So, you know, some of the notices from the school, you don't need to keep it after a week if the event's already happened. And nowadays everything's on an app anyway. So that's everything for now. So that's the main, that's an overall look at the kitchen and how to organize and declutter it. You know, we can go more in depth into certain sections, but for now, that's the key areas that I think people need to focus on when they look at their kitchen.
You can find more information about the show and other episodes by visiting declutterme.com/podcast. And if you'd like to reach Alina and get to know more or have a chat with her about decluttering your kitchen, you can contact her by visiting declutterme.com/contact and filling out the form or following her on social media.
Yes, they can, at declutterme. And I will respond as soon as possible.
All right, well, we'll see you next week.
Bye.